Welcome to Cybercrime Radio. My name is Zach Hack. Today, I'm here with Al Graziano, CEO at Cyber Ranges by CylanSec, and Chris Knisley, who is the General Manager, MITRE Attack Defender Program at MITRE Ingenuity. This episode of the Cybercrime Magazine podcast is brought to you by Cyber Ranges. They're the next generation cybersecurity simulation solution for workforce development and capability validation via training and cyber drills. To learn more about Cyber Ranges, visit cyberranges.com. Al, Chris, welcome to the show.
Hi, Zach. Pleasure to be with you.
Hey. Thanks for having us.
Since its launch at Gartner SRM last November, how has the launch of Tor gone so far for you?
So I'm very happy to say that it's gone extremely well. And as expected, we've had very positive feedback from both the industry and the end users who have welcomed Tor for its innovation. Basically, the reason is that Tor combines threat intelligence, cyber threat intelligence, with cyber incident response platform and our next generation cyber ranges platform. And through Tor, we provide the perfect training environment to regularly train in real life conditions the cybersecurity professionals who can develop through Tor skills that are immediately employable, usable in the workplace. And the other reason why organizations like Tor is that through Tor, they can, through a click and play process, immediately assess their cybersecurity, cyber resilience. And they can do that over time, multiple times, quite easily.
MITRE Attack Defender, MAD, is the new training and certification program that MITRE Ingenuity launched about a year ago now, really designed to change the game in threat-informed cyber defense by creating this new generation of advantaged cyber defenders. We launched MAD to address a couple of the challenges we saw in the market, particularly around the cybersecurity skills gap. We wanted to both lower the barrier to entry, you know, from the like super high-priced courses that are in the market today, and provide a way for cyber defenders to really prove their mastery of using attack for specific job tasks. So we offer defenders a compelling video-based training on the use of attack in cyber threat intelligence, SOC assessment, adversary emulation, and threat hunting. And then we combine that with highly realistic simulation exercises on the effective use of attack. So that allows us to then certify their mastery through this sort of innovative subscription-based certification program. And now we're excited to partner with CyberRanges on the assessments and exercises for that.
That's excellent. Alice, question for you. Can you develop this point about MAD being powered by Cyber Rangers?
Sure. So as Chris was saying, the MITRE Attack Defender, MAD, is the new attack training and certification program produced by MITRE. What we do as Cyber Rangers, we support the MITRE Attack framework across its entirety with our platform. Specifically, we support the threat-informed defense. In other words, the use of cyber threat intelligence to inform the creation of the attack simulation that defenders have to defend and respond to, we create a realistic and the ideal environment for defenders to train in. And we are delighted that MITRE Ingenuity has decided to partner with us as their cyber range of choice for their attack defender program. Our research, innovation, and community values are also closely aligned. We both believe in the community and in bringing the community input into the development of better attack emulation and training content for the defenders.
So, Chris, it sounds like you guys have gone truly mad about Tor, but why is that?
No, it's a great fit with what we're trying to accomplish. In particular, we really believe that purple teaming is a big part of the future of cybersecurity, both from an operation and from a training perspective. So purple teaming is having your red and your blue teams work together using a common framework, like cooperate for better security versus just, you know, the red team trying to break in and the blue team trying to defend. So attack provides that framework. And with the Cyber Ranges approach, we wanted to launch a new set of purple team offerings around, specifically around threat hunting and adversary emulation. So both sides, the red and the blue side, along with a new version of our platform. So we really needed that next generation cyber range capability to be able to deliver that, as well as some of the stuff we're looking to do in the future. Like we've got some really cool IT and OT crossover stuff we're looking at. But we eventually found the tour by cyber ranges and it met the requirements that we had. In particular, I would say their injector engine provides the MITRE attack simulations as well as the background traffic simulations to deliver a realistic scenario. So like it's pretty easy to build a virtual environment or something and have somebody hunt a threat when there's not realistic background noise. You know, like you can write an analytic that'll detect something and it may or may not work in the real world. So we needed something to give us that power. So that leads into the simulation infrastructure where we can make changes to that by adding different components like unpatched software or, you know, new threats as they come out. And then the final piece that we really needed that I think is really strong in what we're doing in the partnership is the assessment side. So how do you add or amend the attack indicators and map them to the MITRE attack framework so that when a user does something in the range, we can actually measure their performance and capture that they've mastered the content in a usable way that we think the industry will be able to trust. So through its injector engine, Cyber Ranges lets us emulate those latest cyber threat intelligence, CTI-based attacks, APTs, that kind of stuff, from both the red and the blue side. And that gives our team at MITRE, the attack subject matter experts, kind of the tools they need to build out these practical, real-world assessments of the defender's skills and their mastery of those topics.
So it's a very exciting future for you guys. Al, he's talking about future things for his company. What's going on with you?
Well, quite a lot. If I can anticipate, one of the things that we are looking at also with Chris's team is putting a lot more emphasis on the community to increase the amount of contribution to attack emulation, blue team, and defender capabilities. One of the problems that we have today is that the number of realistic simulation environments or scenario or training environment that can be used by anyone to train is limited. And it's limited because the capabilities to generate traffic or attacks or indicators is limited. And what we want to do is to open the process of creating the attack simulation to the community and allow more and more people to create attack emulation. And the mass certification and training program will be the great path that will be enriched through this collaboration to provide more and more opportunity for skills development and validations of ability. And I would leave also to Chris the pleasure of wrapping up this conversation.
Yeah, thanks, Al. To echo what Al said, like one of the key things in purple teaming is enhancing collaboration and doing that in a way that's sort of repeatable. So we build these adversary emulation plans, and it can be an atomic technique that you're emulating, or it can be an entire threat actor and all of the steps that they take in their known exploits. Well, our team can only build so many of those. So when you expand this out to the community and you start allowing them to build emulation plans, you know, somebody can just say, look, you know, I've seen this act on my network, or I want to really research this other actor and emulate what they do. Then we bring those in into the platform and really provide a way for the red and blue teams, again, to work together with that emulation plan and learn from each other about, you know, what the bad guys are doing and what you do to stop it. So, you know, I think MAD allows the cyber practitioners to really demonstrate their mastery of that, so that when you go look at a community plan or something like that, something that's been generated, you can trust that the person that built it knew what they were doing and they've demonstrated their mastery and their understanding of attack using that common language that really is embedded into pretty much every cybersecurity tool on the market today. So we're really excited about this partnership and really looking forward to delivering these new capabilities to our growing community of threat-informed defenders.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great thing for you guys, a great partnership. It's been fantastic speaking with both you gentlemen today, Al and Chris. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
My name is Zach Hack, and this is Cybercrime Radio. Joining us today was Al Graziano, CEO at Cyber Ranges by Silentsec, and Chris Nisley, General Manager, MITRE Attack Defender Program at MITRE Ingenuity. This episode of the Cybercrime Magazine podcast is sponsored by Cyber Ranges, a company delivering world-class cybersecurity training and capability development exercises using next-generation technology and services for the design, delivery, and management of simulation-based deep dive experiences in cybersecurity. To learn more about our sponsor, visit cyberranges.com. And to keep up with all of our media, visit cybercrimemagazine.com.